Well, good afternoon. Today I'm joined by leadership from the National Weather Service, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, and the Indianapolis Department of Public Works. And we are here today to make sure that residents are aware of the severe weather threat that we're facing over the next few days. The National Weather Service has predicted significant rain starting tonight, which will turn into icy precipitation by Wednesday evening. That precipitation will become snow early Thursday morning and continue throughout the day on Thursday. This forecast makes it clear, starting Wednesday evening at the latest, drivers should stay off the roads if at all possible. This particular set of factors will create treacherous conditions for travel. So if you must drive, be prepared. Obey traffic laws, drive with utmost caution. Take food and water with you in the event of an emergency. Keep your phones charged. By Friday, we are expecting extremely cold temperatures. If you need emergency assistance, dial 911. If you need assistance with food and shelter, those can be found by dialing 211. 911 for emergencies. 211 if you need assistance for food and shelter. As always, please check on older relatives, older neighbors during any outage that you may experience, and certainly throughout the duration of the severe weather. Encourage others to take precaution. And don't forget to bring your pets indoors. While residents prepare, the city is ready. The combination of weather events we're going to see over the next several days will pose a unique challenge. In a moment, we'll hear from DPW in more detail about our response. What is important for Indianapolis drivers to remember is that salt on the roads can only be effective after the rain has stopped. But our DPW team is prepared and it is practiced, and as soon as conditions permit, salt trucks and snow force plows will be out making the streets safer for travel. In the meantime, residents of our city throughout central Indiana can keep an eye on updates from the National Weather Service here in Indianapolis. So now I'd like to hand things over to our meteorologist in charge with the National Weather Service, Ted Funk. Ted.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good afternoon, everyone. Indianapolis has been lucky so far. We've seen very little snow. It's February 1st. We've seen 1.7 inches of snow at the International Airport. That's it. We average about 25 inches of snow in a season. That's about the change. And don't be fooled by the fact that it's in the 50s right now. It's a nice day outside. That's going to change. And as the mayor said, make no mistake about it, this is a major winter storm that we'll be dealing with for the next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. The specifics, right now we have issued a winter storm warning that extends from the Indianapolis area in Marion County on northward. that goes into effect tomorrow morning and continues through late Thursday evening. To the south, across the southern part of central Indiana, right now we still have a winter storm watch in effect. The only difference is because there's a little bit more uncertainty in that area in terms of precipitation type and timing of the most impactful weather. But it's most likely that at least all or most of southern Indiana will get upgraded to a warning at some point, whether that be later today or overnight tonight or into the day tomorrow. We have the highest confidence right now, basically along and north of the I-70 corridor, of very impactful winter weather. So the main thing I wanted to bring up here, the details of any winter storm are always tricky. Trying to figure out the exact timing. In this case, we do have to worry about precipitation type. Sometimes we don't. In this case, we do. And amounts. All right. So the key message here is to take precautions and be ready. Be aware. Be weather aware. It's going to happen. And as the mayor said, travel will become dangerous, if not impossible. So prepare and do what you need to do so the officials and people in charge of safety can take care and try to keep our streets here in Marion County and the Indy metro area in good shape, as well as across all of central Indiana. Right now, we expect the scenario to be this. We're going to see rain break out across the Indy metro area tomorrow morning. That rain will continue during the day. As that occurs, temperatures will start to go down. We expect temperatures here in the metro to reach or go below freezing roughly late afternoon, early evening at the latest. And that's the time when we're expecting precipitation to change to a period of freezing rain or sleet. We do think the transition will go quickly to snow, though. And that's a good thing, because if we get prolonged freezing rain, ice is extremely impactful, and that can be a threat to life. We do expect more impactful freezing rain across the southern part of Indiana, well south of Indianapolis, but across the Indy metro area here, again, we'll see rain change to a brief period of freezing rain and sleet late tomorrow afternoon or evening. It will go to snow tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening. That snow may actually decrease in intensity a little bit overnight Wednesday night. But then Thursday morning through the day Thursday will likely be the time when we see the most significant snowfall here in Indy metro. At that time, we're looking at high snowfall rates. We're looking at winds blowing 20 to 30 miles an hour. That could cause blowing and drifting. And it could cause, at times, here and north of here, near blizzard conditions at times. Not a true blizzard, don't get me wrong, but near blizzard conditions just because of the wind blowing, heavy snow, and the wind and the snow blowing across the area. Snowfall amounts, what do we expect total for the 2 days? Here in Marion County and the Indy metro area, right now we're looking at 6 to 12. That's a wide range, but in this type of a storm, there could be a wide range over a small area. 6 to 12 seems to be a good target right now. If we hit 11.5 inches in Indianapolis, okay, if we hit 11.5 inches for the 2 day total, that will rank in the top 10 of all-time heaviest snowfalls over a two-day period in Indianapolis, just to put that into perspective. North of here for the two-day period, say from Crawfordsville over to Lebanon, Noblesville, on up to Kokomo and on points north, they could see 12 to 18 inches total. Some of that being during the day tomorrow, because they'll transition to snow faster than we will here in Indianapolis. And then also Wednesday night and on into Thursday as that second wave of precipitation and snowfall comes up. To our south, across southern parts of central Indiana, including, say, Seymour down to Bloomington and points south from there, they'll see rain tomorrow. They will see that transition sometime tomorrow night, and then they'll either have some freezing rain, potentially some very impactful freezing rain on Thursday before that also transitions to sleet and then snow. So they're going to have difficult driving conditions, just a little bit delayed from what we have here in the Indy metro. In terms of ice, The red down across the southern part of Indiana, again, is the place that we expect to see the most impactful ice. Believe me, it does not take much ice to cause extremely dangerous driving conditions. You think like, okay, a tenth of an inch, that's nothing. If that's pure ice, that's terrible. I'd rather have 6-10 inches of snow than a quarter inch of ice, because you can drive on snow, you cannot drive on ice. Luckily, in Indy Metro, we don't expect a lot of ice at this point. That could change depending on, there's still some uncertainty, how the temperature profile ends up. But right now, we don't expect a lot of ice here in the Indy Metro. You can go on. This is a slide that just shows some different cities in central Indiana in a transition from rain in green to either freezing rain or sleet in pink to snow in blue, and the darker blues represent heavier snow. So again, just a review for Indianapolis. Rain during the day tomorrow starts in the morning. It transitions over to a period of freezing rain and or sleet late tomorrow or tomorrow evening, goes over to snow tomorrow night. There may be a little bit of break overnight, then we get into some heavy snow and some really difficult conditions on Thursday. The storm ends Thursday night. Temperatures will be by Friday morning, or at least especially Saturday morning, temperatures could get down to zero or below zero, especially with a snowpack. And the cold weather will continue through the weekend, even though the storm will be gone by Friday. That's what I have for the moment. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Ted. Tomorrow, starting in the morning, the Emergency Operations Center will be activated for 24-hour operation. It will monitor the storm coming through along with what's going on within the city in the event that additional services are needed beyond what has already been put in place. On top of that, travel conditions will be very difficult once this storm hits. Again, we will be putting out travel advisories. Again, but if you don't need to be out, you should not be out in this type of weather, because there's a lot that can affect your travel on that. We need to be prepared for power outages. Those could occur during this event. And as the mayor stated, for emergencies, dial 911. For non-emergencies in Marion County, you can dial 311 on your cell phone, or on a landline, you can dial 317-327-3811. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Dan Parker, Director of Department of Public Works. This is an event that DPW has been preparing for since last week when we received our long-range weather forecast. So I want to thank the leadership of Indy Snow Force, which is out in the hallway. Since it is a multi-day event that Ted described, you're going to see various parts of DPW operations activating. Tomorrow, you'll see our stormwater and our forestry units are going to be fully activated, responding to high water with the kind of rain that we're expecting tomorrow and somewhat frozen ground. We're expecting water to accumulate in places. Folks should call the Mayor's Action Center for downed tree limbs if we have any trees down in the right-of-way or blocking traffic. Any trees down with power in them should be reported to AES first, then AES will transmit that information over to DPW to dispose of the tree. We will also have, moving into situation like the mayor said, when it is raining, we cannot go out and pre-treat streets. So when we say, please stay off the streets if you don't have to be out, we're really talking about starting tomorrow afternoon when it is still raining, and then it makes that switch over for either freezing rain or sleet. The roads are not going to be pre-treated. We don't put salt down to watch the rain wash it away. So please, if you don't have to be out tomorrow afternoon, starting tomorrow afternoon, please do not get out and drive on the streets. As soon as the rain starts to dissipate and it starts to move into that freezing rain sleet, We will deploy our snow trucks across the city. More than 75 trucks will be out starting tomorrow night, and will probably be deployed for multiple days. We have over 11,000 tons of salt available for this event. Most of our barns are at full capacity. But we cannot stress enough how much, when it starts to snow, to stay off the roads if you don't have to be out there. The roads are going to be slick for our partners in IMPD, fire department, and EMS. They're going to be slick for our own trucks. If it's dangerous for our drivers, it's dangerous for you. Needless to say, we have to say this every time, but every time we have a snow event, we get reports from our snow drivers that residents decide to cut snow trucks off in traffic. I would say this is not a very smart idea. It is a 12 to 15 ton vehicle with a blade on it that can cut a car in half. So please do not play chicken with a snow truck driver. Next, if you live on a street that's plowed by DPW and our main thoroughfare routes, which can be found on DPW's website, we please ask if you can park someplace else during this event. Please do not park on the street where we're gonna move snow maybe on top of your vehicle. So if you can avoid parking on the street, please do so. For those that park downtown on the street, please avoid that as well, because we'd like to be able to plow the areas to keep the downtown area open as well. We'll have over 200 people working this event. We'll evaluate circumstances as the snow comes down. Given the fact that the snow will come down, start to be heavy prior to Thursday morning's commute, if you don't have to drive to work, please don't. We will work on inbound routes to downtown and to various places starting Thursday morning, but it is going to take time. With the kind of snowfall that's expected in terms of speed, it is going to take time to clear the streets. People should not expect a clear, bare pavement street Thursday morning. Please do not expect that. And if you're used to driving on thoroughfares that have multi-lanes, we are asking our drivers to make sure they clear at least one lane to make it passable for people who do have to use the streets to get to work. So like I said, we will evaluate conditions as we go forward through this event, but this is a serious event that will utilize all of the assets of DPW operations. I want to thank the leadership once again, and I believe, Mayor, that's it, and we'll take questions.
For example, we see 6 inches of snow or more than that. Are you thinking of getting outside contractors involved?
We have our outside contractors on standby to see. What folks should expect with that, depending on how much snow we get, is that we do not call contractors in until the snow stops. So probably the earliest, based on the forecast that Ted just talked about, is, you know, Friday. So we don't want to call in contractors and then it continues to snow and then they'll have to be out there. So we have them on standby, we'll utilize them if need be.
So is there a certain point when you guys call in the contractors?
The 6-inch rule is no longer in effect. What we really look at now is what is the conditions post-storm? And given the fact with the temperatures that have been called for, a significant snowfall is going to require some action on non-thoroughfare streets.
Okay, thank you.
How do you think it affects the city's readiness and the community's readiness that we've gotten this deep into the season without having a major snowfall?
Well, I would say I think Ted said it. I mean, don't be surprised when you see snow Thursday morning, given that it's 55 degrees on my car when I was driving down here. So we're in Indianapolis. We're used to dealing with snow. We just ask people to take it slow. I mean, that period tomorrow afternoon, as Ted was saying, where it's going to be rain and then the temperatures are going to start to drop, even a little layer of ice you can lose control. And so given the fact those streets aren't going to be pre-treated, folks should be cognizant of just take it slow. Thursday morning, leave early if you actually have to go out. Leave yourself more time than not.